Let's do this.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky, and this is
Gardening.
Gardening. Wow.
Hi, my name is Gardening.
Hi, my name is Olivia. Olivia Gardenes.
Stupid.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. You are listening to episode 608.
Welcome to the Garden of Foul Monkeys.
We are recording from Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah. That place. This awful hell we live in.
So awful. I mean,
real awful.
I mean, worse than Baltimore right now.
I mean, totally worse than Baltimore. So
thank you for joining. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for calling.
I don't know if this show will be an hour, but we'll try to make it an hour, right?
We're going to do what we can.
Yeah.
That's the attitude we're going to have today.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's because we do what we want to do, actually.
It's because we love ourselves.
We take a month off. We take a month off and we'll do it again.
We take a month off and fuck all of y'all.
We'll take a month off.
Oh,
record
you know what?
An hour and take a month off.
Right.
So we could do Speed Trello.
We have become PNS Explosion.
Right.
I just want to start off the show. We're going to go ahead and do the voicemail.
Okay.
And then I want to get into, I want to call somebody out of their name.
Okay. Is it playing?
Should be.
No, because that shit's on mute.
Damn. I always forget to unmute that. All right, let me start it over. My bad. There we go.
Hi, it's Jesse calling from Arizona, beaming for some monkeys. Anyways, I have a question. I had called in a while back talking about the story of sending a pen pal letter to my ratchet-ass cousin in prison and him selling and tricking off my information to all of his little prison buddies. So he got released literally not even like probably a few weeks ago. Surprise to me. I didn't even realize he was set to be released. So he sent me a Facebook request. So I guess he's getting on board with our latest technology. Would you guys accept the request after the fact that ratchet ass thug-ass wannabe prison date bitch like literally sold off your information? Like, I don't know if I want to address the situation and be like, hey motherfucker, I don't know who you think you are, I don't know who you think I am. But I'm not sure if I'm cool with being your Facebook friend, because that opens up a whole another can of worms of personal information that you might sell off to your ex-con friends. Do you want to know what kind of bird that doesn't fly? A jailbird. Okay, well, I'll talk to you guys later. I hope I hear some sort of monkey excitement. Work is really boring. I need the foulness. So talk to you guys later. Bye.
That was the best joke.
Ever. Ever.
You know what kind of bird that doesn't fly? A jailbird. Okay. Okay.
Amazing.
So I have to say,
hold on.
You should.
Hold on. Before you say that. Okay, go ahead.
You should not add him to Facebook. You should definitely say, you ratchet ass jailbird, you sold off my shit, and this guy tried to rape me.
From jail.
And then say, have you heard of this fabulous podcast called Foul Monkeys? Should totally listen to it. But could you also send us a picture of him? Because we want to see if he's hot, though.
This is his cousin, not the jailbird.
Yeah, his cousin was in jail.
Right.
I want to see what his cousin looks like.
Oh, you want to see what his cousin looks like. Okay, got it.
Because depending on what he looks like, I might add him.
Incest. Incest, it's the best. Put your cousin to the test.
No, I mean, I would add him. Oh. Like, myself, personally.
I'll give you my information.
Oh, my God. Does he have a throat tattoo? Because that is the hottest.
Or an eyebrow tattoo? Like, on like above his eyebrow? Like, or a tear on his eye? Hot.
Oh, he killed somebody.
Because I'm going to try to use that as a bull target every time.
I'm going to try to match up.
Be like, come here, mijo. Bring your face right here.
I don't think you should add him, no. But I think you should explain to him that your feelings were hurt.
But you know, okay, so I kind of feel a little differently. I'm kind of curious. I think you should add him. And I think that you should totally put him on blast. And
publicly on Facebook.
Oh my God, totally. But you know, I in all seriousness, I agree with Ricky. I don't think you should add him. It seems like he doesn't respect your boundaries. Clearly, he does not respect. He apparently wanted to become your jailhouse pimp.
Right. Oh my God.
Which I don't know how that happens because you're not in jail with him.
He's like what's her face from Chicago. Mama
Mayhem.
Yeah. But you're not in jail.
When you're good to mama, mama's good to you. Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum. Yeah. And I don't think, yeah, I don't, but I mean, but on my comical side, I would love to be,
see that drama.
Yes, I would love to see all of that unfold.
All of
like
it.
A beautiful flower.
I mean, you could schedule the time.
Rosebud flower.
Have us be there. We'll watch it.
Yes. It'll be just like the hills. Now, Juan Carlos, I'm going to need you to turn a little bit to the left so I could see your mug and show the tattoo while you're talking to your cousin and repeat the same line. Add a little bit more of aggression. A little more aggression.
Act like you've literally been in jail.
Jesse, I want you to continue to act sexy and like a victim.
And Jesse, I'm going to need you to hold this bird and make that joke. And as soon as you say jailbird, you throw it and it throws down and sinks into the ground.
That is a total mic drop. Boom. And then walk away.
This is how Jesse says it too. You know what kind of bird that does not fly? A jailbird.
Clunk. And then you just walk away and flip your hair.
I wish you could see my attitude.
Right. Yes. The attitude is going to be in the sashaying away, the flipping of the hair, the wind that's blowing out of, I don't know where.
The face. Like Mariah Carey.
Right.
Hair. You have Mariah Carey hair.
Maybe we can get Mariah Carey in this entire scene.
Right.
In there.
Oh, like, maybe she could sing like the bird.
She could sing this new song. Close the door. Leave the bird.
That
and then you hear the jail door close.
Right.
Anyways, apparently we're treating a video.
Right. Jesse, you're starring in it.
Yeah, Jesse and your cousin, you're starring in it. No, I don't think you should give him your information. I don't think you should request approve his request. That is opening a can of worms. I don't think you want to
open
do
up
that.
A female account and add him and then pretend to be like a female that's really into him.
No, because it's just gonna get crazy. He's had a lot of dick these last couple of months or so.
That's probably what he's wanting now, right?
No.
You think he'll like
murder
a vagina?
I mean, that's kind of creepy if he wants his cousin.
Murder.
Jesse,
no,
I don't.
No, I'm saying Jesse opening up a fake account that's a female account.
I was talking about the jailbird cousin.
Well, maybe he's into that.
Maybe he's into his cousin.
I've seen that porn. I've actually seen it literally in person when I went to West Virginia one time. Do you know how a West Virginia girl is a virgin?
And we got digressed.
Do you know how a West Virginia girl digress. Is a virgin?
How?
She can outrun her brothers.
Oh my God. Oh my god. I can't see. That was ugly. That was awful.
Girl, speaking about Mariah, our lady has got a new song out.
Our Lady Bird has got a new song.
You just put it on mute.
I did. Oh, so okay. I could take it out. She has a new album coming out.
Well,
it's not new material. It's just a new album with new repackaging. All her number ones.
All her numeros unos.
All her numero unos. And we're hoping that this song becomes just her.
Fast forward a little bit.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, how about that?
How about you just calm
yourself? How about you shut the fuck up?
Wizard of Oz.
See, this is the scene where Jesse meets his cousin at the restaurant. Or just let it play for a second, a couple seconds. She was holding corn Fritos. Now this is a very dramatic scene where Jesse leaves.
No. Sounds a little rough right there, but I still love the song and I've listened to it constantly since it's come out.
Oh, that was me singing. That was my little birdie flying.
No.
Thanks. See. So what do we think? It's there.
First, we're not too happy with all the airbrushing and photoshopping.
Oh my god.
I mean,
because let's girl, talk about, she was looking real fucking thick when she. Yeah, first of all, it looked like she was that 500-pound person being lifted out of the house through a helicopter when she walked out of that fucking car.
It was not that bad.
Yeah, she walked out. She was like,
I can't get up.
She's not that fat. No, she's not. I think she's. The thing is that she's fat for being a star. Right. Because she was looking a little thick and she's
looking
and
normal.
Normal human, yes, but fat for a star. But she looked great. I mean, I thought she looked. She looked like a 500-pound person, but she looked great.
She has such a pretty face.
Right. Her face is so pretty. Focus on the face.
I love that when she arrived to Vegas that there were 18 vehicles in front of her. Huge signs that had the names of all of her number one hits.
She should have spent that money on getting a better girdle.
She's not spending the money. Vegas is spending that money.
I did think that was really cool,
she
though.
She did not look bad in the outfit.
No, she didn't. And she was, there was no way that she was wearing Spanx under that because you could tell it was sheer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, but she was definitely sucking in a little bit because that bitch was like, and then when the periscope would go, let me catch my breath.
I love the car that she arrived in.
What was that, a Rolls Royce?
No, it was a Ford something. It was old. But it was pink
and sparkly, just like we like it.
It was wonderful. Like a billion people were there.
All for her to get up on the mic and be like, I'm here. Hi, Lamberlee. Thank you for all the blah, 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 blah. Literally, she was there for like five seconds. She goes,
watch out, Vegas. There's a new girl in town.
Stupid. I mean, just fucking dumb.
But we will be there to see you.
Hopefully.
If you're still there.
God, I really hope she extended into September when we're there.
We'll be there in August.
Well, I mean, but yeah. Like, it's like August 30-something or whatever.
Do you think she'll only do 3 months, though?
No.
Now that she's divorced. No.
But I will say that I do think that based on how the shows go, I think that's where it's going to be like, she's going to have to... that's going to make or break that part of the shows, like, mm-hmm. It's, you know, whether she extends it for more or not, because I don't think anyone really knows how long her residency is supposed to be.
Yeah, because most people know, like, Britney's 2 years or Celine Dion's 2 years.
Britney Spears, didn't she extend it for
She gets signed another contract.
Is that for the extra for, 2 years?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, got it.
So they normally have a contract that says 2 years or 1 year.
Right. Got it. So it's like a couple months. No one
has said anything about Mariah's.
Right.
Although they think she's getting paid.
Oh, that bitch is getting real paid. Dude, she got paid.
Britney Spears makes $475,000 a show in Vegas.
Right, because she got, didn't she get like $30 million for her residency?
I don't know. Whatever.
But she got a nice paycheck.
But Mariah Carey is singing 18 songs. Well, possibly 19. I mean, she's getting paid.
Oh, she's definitely getting at least
$500,000.
I think she's definitely getting more than Britney Spears. The problem is going to be having her sing all those songs. Like, she released a I think it was a Vine or a small clip yesterday of her practicing Infinity, and she sounded great.
But she did say that all the songs were being rearranged to her voice now. So they're not going to be the songs that they were back when they were number
one. Oh, did she? When did she say that?
They're rearranging. I read an article.
Got it. Which makes sense because the register is not. It's not that it's limited. It's just she's older.
Right.
Her voice is not what it was like when she was 20 and singing those songs or whatever. I also think that has a lot to do with the fact that she. I don't really think she's taking care of her.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to move. I really don't think she's taking care of her voice as well as she should have over the years. You know, drinking all that champs fucks your vocals. So, but you know, I know that she's going to play, the playlist is going to be in order of her number ones. So of course, it's, you know, and
sing the Christmas song?
No. Is that a number one?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, she'll sing it. Whatever's on the number ones list, all the number ones on that CD. All that's, and but she's playing them in that order.
Was originally on that CD, the Christmas one, but that's a number one song.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't. What the fuck is going on here? I don't know. I'm assuming she's gonna play that somehow. But anyways, I do think that she's gonna need to do a lot of vocal training from now till next Saturday or whatever, or the 6th or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I think she's gonna be good. I mean,
I think she's gonna.
She's not gonna be dancing. Let's get real. No.
She doesn't know how to move.
The only dance move she knows is the one from Honey when she went.
Right, the shimmy shake. Yeah.
Which she said that's one of her favorite videos she ever made.
Well, that was a good video.
Honey and Heartbreaker.
Yeah,
those were her favorite videos.
Yeah. But you know, those were also very interesting Amazing. Time for her, like, because she had just broken free from Tommy Mottola, and she was still writing really good music.
She's also like one of the first people that had like the story before the song started, kind of thing. Like, yeah. There was a mini episode before the song
right,
starts.
Right. I do have to say that this new song, although the lyrics are a little childish.
She says it's not about Nick Cannon. It's about what the listeners interpret it to be.
Right. Which means it's about Nick Cannon. You don't say my name holds weight like kilos. Why are you acting corny like Frito? I mean, come on. That's who are you talking about? That's all he was corny.
Everything you own, you still owe.
I mean, just fucking. She drew that Venetian blind real quick.
Right.
Done. I do like the song. I do think that this is probably one of her better songs, even from the album. I do think that this song is much better. She's still doing this whole like vocal music arrangement that is very interesting because she hasn't done something like this in a while where she does, you know, start some off kind of like slow grand, and then grand, like this grand ass like chorus, which is kind of a return to how she used to do it. But the structure of this song is not like her other songs. It's very reminiscent of The Art of Letting Go, which was structured very like staccato, like
I don't like rapper Mariah, like when she speaks.
A lot of people,
I don't like that.
I think that has to do with her vocal range. Like, because she can't, you know, sing like she used to. I mean, she used to be able to knock out a song like crazy, and now it's hard
for
her.
But I don't like this quick talk like songs. I don't like that.
Right. Well, I mean, because it's not really like, it's not considered real singing.
Yeah, it's like I'm talking fast.
Right. It's not holding the notes long and dragging them out. I don't know. I do like the song. If the first listen, I wasn't too impressed. I was like, but you know, I do have to say that with Touch My Body, I really wasn't impressed with the song when it first came out. I actually, what made me like the song even more was the video. Mm-hmm. Seeing the video and like,
you know, her being a normal person, hiring a computer technician to come over to her mansion.
Right.
To work on her computer.
Because she doesn't know how to work a computer.
A woman and she's too dumb.
Right. Just playing up those stereotypes. Playing them up. Anyways, so from one songstress to another, the month of March marked I think it was like the 25th year or the 20th year of Selena being gone from the music industry. And then her birthday, because she died a couple days before her birthday, was in April. You know, Selena, I know you don't listen to Spanish music, I don't think, but Selena was a huge, huge...
She was the Mariah of Mexico.
I wouldn't say the Mariah of Mexico. I would say more like the, you know, like the Janet Jackson, the Madonna, the, you know, what Jennifer Lopez is now, really, of Spanish music and Tejano music and all that. And, you know, it was very tragic when she died. And this year marked, I think, the 20th year that she has been gone. It's so insane to me. I remember that day vividly because I ran out of my house and my sister was crying and
screamed, fell to the ground. Ah, it is me.
Not quite, but it was very sad. It was just, you know,
and it was for stupid reason. Just like,
the person who shot her was not well in the head. I mean, talk about fatal attraction, like insane fatal attraction. I sometimes question how she would do if she was still around with music now, because the way music has changed, it's not the same like it used to be. I think eventually she would have evolved and she probably would have been like a Jennifer Lopez or whatever. And cause that's kind of where she was wanting to head. You know, she spoke in interviews and then all the time.
Jennifer Lopez took it over.
Right. Well, you
try
know,
try to be her.
She's dead. So yeah.
And lip sync to her songs. And Mariah Carey called her out on it.
She did not lip sync to her song this weekend though. This week she's saying, so the Latin Billboard Music Awards were this past Thursday. And Jennifer Lopez did a tribute to Selena. This is the impact of an artist. This is the impact that this artist had on music. Even 20 years later, the red carpet was not red carpet. It was white in honor of her favorite flower, which was a white rose. That was her favorite flower. And so the carpet was white. Like everything was just kind of an honor of her. And Jennifer Lopez paid tribute to her in the show, and it was actually really good. And she sang live; she did not mime it like Britney.
Was it in Spanish?
She did most of the songs in Spanish. Yes,
because I'm trying to remember what, because I know she was breaking through English.
Yeah, she did. I could fall in love with.
Oh yeah, that one. That's the only one I know.
Yeah, I mean that was really the only that one and There's another one that she did in English, but that was the most popular one off of that last album that they released. You know, the thing that I love so much about Jennifer Lopez's tribute to her was the fact that it wasn't her acting like her, like she did in the movie. It was Jennifer Lopez's embodiment of what, you know, paying homage to someone that through tragedy put her on the map. You know what I mean? Because that movie catapulted Jennifer Lopez into start. I mean, she was the first Latina to get paid $1 million for a movie contract. That's insane. Like, that was never heard of back then. But she did a really good job, and she sang the songs like Jennifer Lopez would sing the songs. And I mean, to me, Jennifer Lopez over the years has gotten better vocally, and she did a really good job with the vocals, but she didn't act like Selena, which I think a lot of people were a little afraid, because a lot of people don't like Jennifer Lopez. And, you know, I think they were scared that she was not going to be able to treat this homage with kid gloves or whatever, you know what I mean? Or white gloves or whatever. So, but she did a really good job, and, you know, she did what, I think she did the best tribute she could possibly do. You know what I mean?
Well, did you ever find the article that I was telling you about where they're going to, Selena is going to go on tour with a hologram?
I did read the article. They said, I did read the article, and then because I follow her sister on Facebook, and her sister did say that that unfortunately it's more than likely not going to happen, because the hologram is not, well, the initial company that they were, that did Tupac, it's not really good quality, so it looks too fake. So they were considering going through other venture, like other companies that do holograms and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Janet Jackson was the first person to do the hologram. Just saying. Just want to put that out there.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't Tupac, it was Janet. Anyway.
Well, because when she did it, he was dead. So.
I mean. Anyway. Anyway. From one songstress to another, we'll talk about Janet.
I did see you post a photo of her all covered in her burqa going.
She was
into a
not
car.
Covered in a fucking burqa, you asshole. She was covered in these
everything
pillowy pants that I don't like. I hate those fucking pants. They're so ugly.
Her fake hair.
She's got this long, lustrous bronze beauty
fake hair.
Fake weavery. She does.
Fake weavery.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's the best drag name ever. Fake Weavery.
Fake Weavery. But make it sound like Faye, like Faye.
Faye.
Weavery.
Fake Weavery.
And here you have it, folks. Drag queen name first. Generator. Anyways, so there's been a lot of talk about Janet Jackson these last couple like weeks. And supposedly there's a rumor. The latest rumor is that we're going to get a new album on the 10th of July.
Okay.
Yeah, right. The reason why that's a little peculiar is because, one, it's about 3 months away. One, that's also the change of, because now the music industry is changing from releasing new albums on Tuesday to Friday. That's a global thing.
Why?
Because I think we're the only country that does that. Everywhere else either does Monday or Friday. So I think now that globally everyone's going to release on Friday. And the reason why they're doing that, I think it's also to prevent leaking, because, like, for example, like Europe will get the record and release it on Monday. And by that, a week earlier. So by that point, America gets it already. And so
no,
when
they
release
get it Monday and America gets it Tuesday.
No, sometimes they release them a week. Well, yeah, you're right, because it does the day before.
But what happens, like the situation with Taylor Swift, they had to send the CD to Target so they would be able to sell it on Tuesday, and someone got a hold of that CD before Tuesday and leaked all of her songs.
Right. So it just makes it hard. I think Friday, and this is a global thing, so all of the world will now release on Fridays instead of these different dates or whatever.
Why? I don't like the change.
Right.
No.
So that coincides with that being the first day that happens, the new change happens. Also, Janet Jackson is the type of person kind of like Beyonce in the sense of the way she did with her album, like she just dropped it. Janet has never done that. However, she stays really quiet when she's about to drop something.
But she's been quiet for 7 years.
Yeah. Well, she's been recording for 7 years. But
so that should be the longest CD ever.
No. She's been taking a break. I mean, her The Velvet Rope, when she released that one, it had been like 6 years before she released it.
Life has gotten in her way for 7 years.
Yeah. She's a
human. I know how she feels.
She's a normal person.
She's not normal. She's a billionaire.
Yes, not
even close to normal. She doesn't work.
Well, she does work when she goes on stage. She works.
And when has she been on stage?
Well, she hasn't worked
in 7 years.
We'll equate that to about the 7 days that we took off for break. Right. Anyway,
oh my God,
Roger. This is the thing with Janet is that right before she's about to drop something, murmurs start to happen. So like people start heavily talking about her and rumors start happening and shit just starts happening. And then all of a sudden she releases a single. She's done this the last couple of times with the album. So I don't know. She's definitely got something going on because she's been in the public a lot more recently than she has in the last 7 years. Because
her husband has allowed her to leave the country. Oh my God.
Whatever. Anyways, yes. By the way, her husband would also not allow her to wear a shirt like the one that she just did over the weekend where her boob hanging out.
That was a burqa.
She was not wearing a burqa.
She was in full burqa.
Anyways, I'm excited to see what she's got coming out. I'm really, really hoping that she releases something soon. We're all like dying to hear some new Janet. The problem is that, you know what? Music has changed. It's different.
Music makes the people.
I don't know how interested. Yeah. Outside of the fan base, people are going to be in her music, you know? And then she's going to have to bring something that's like fire out of her ass.
Or a lot of fire out of her ass.
Right.
Like she's going to have to, like...
She's going to have to come back on stage and be like, I'm going to teach these little young girls how to do it. And
she's going to go...
No, that's Michael.
Stupid. Same person.
Well,
she is a whisperer. We've talked about
yes,
that.
Yes, she is. I hate that. She's a whisper singer. She does do that whispery bullshit. And it's like, oh, sometimes it's really difficult to understand. Like Mariah just did that with this song. Because like, blah, 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 blah. It's like, what? It wasn't until I saw the lyric video that I actually understood the verse part. Because the chorus part, I was like, close the door, lose the key. I'm like, I got this. Yeah. Yeah. That's what happens.
That was very different than the recording we played a little bit ago. And you were singing it. So yeah. That's kind of weird.
Yeah. When it could, it's
your voice magical. Goes just like that. Yeah,
just like that. Anyway, but yeah, she does the same thing. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what she releases and hopefully it's something that's amazing. To me, it's always amazing, but I just like her music, so.
Well, you know what's left of it.
Anyways.
So
no more songstress.
No more songstresses.
Let's talk about Bruce Jenner.
Okay, so I did not watch the interview. Although I did see people tweeting live while I was on. And people were like, oh my God, Bruce Jenner. Oh my God, this. Oh my God, that. And then I did see the clip of where he just took out that ponytail and was like, oh, I'm free.
It was not that dramatic, but yes.
And, you know, did he say that there's not going to be a reality show based on all this?
No, he did. That information was released right after the interview.
So there is going to be a reality show based on. Oh, of course. So that's why I have no respect.
It's not a reality show. It's a docuseries on his transition from Bruce Jenner into whatever he decides to be. That's why
he doing it for free.
I don't know. That's very Kardashian. But he's not a Kardashian. He's a Jenner.
He's a Kardashian.
I hate when people say that because he's not a Kardashian. He's a Jenner. Hello. He's Bruce Jenner. There's no Kardashian in him.
Okay.
I hate when people say that. I don't understand why people say that. You saying that because
he
is a part of that clan?
Yeah.
Because he's got an association to them? It's all
about money and they have no talent.
You know what? Though? I'm going to tell you something. His manager is Chris Kardashian, and in the 90s when he was not something, she made him into something and she made him all that money before, so you can't hate her for making him money.
I don't even care about him. I'm talking about the Kardashians.
No, that's what I'm saying. You can't hate Chris Jenner. You can't hate Chris Kardashian because she made him a star.
She's exploited her whole family to make money.
Bitch, if you had the power to exploit people and get money, you would do the same thing.
I don't think so.
Oh, let's have someone wave a $30 million check on your face so that they could you could exploit your family and tell me you wouldn't fucking do it.
They're all dead, so I mean.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I would do it. Shit, $30 million fucking dollars? Exploit away. Go on ahead. Let's play it all this. Let's have it all play out on TV.
I have, like, no, like, I don't know.
You say that now, but you don't know until you're presented with that opportunity. And and they never, and I, to me, you're not exploiting someone if they're not, if they're willing to do it.
They're all gross. That's just what I feel.
Okay, but let me ask you a question.
Not so much Bruce Jenner.
Right, right, right.
But
you don't like the Kardashian females.
I don't like any of that hoopla because it's stupid. The only reason she married Kanye is because his name starts with a K and he's fucking rich. They all marry rich dudes. I mean, it's, you know, it's just their mom set them up by naming them all with K names. I mean, started at birth. I mean, it's just...
I get what you're saying. I don't think it's exploitation if you sign up for it.
And but you think a 16-year-old daughter should be having plastic surgery to make her boobs bigger and her lips plumper or whatever she's doing?
You know what? That is the parents' prerogative if that's what they're going to allow.
And she's selling her daughter.
And you know what? Her daughter has she could say no. She's old enough to say no.
All the kids that have ruined their lips.
I almost tried that. I wanted to try it. I just wanted to try it.
Your lips are big enough for it.
Please.
You would look like the guy off Fat Albert. No, don't do it, please.
I wanted to do it just to try because I thought it would be funny.
But some of the girls have like split their lips.
I think those are fake, though. I think those are fake. But anyways, I see what you're saying in terms of like we think it's exploitation because they've done every. I mean, talk about a branding machine. Like they have run the mill of everything possible. So you hate the fact that there's such saturation, not exploitation. The fact that they're so saturated in the business.
I hate that they have no fucking worth to the world. There's no talent. They're not doing anything other than they have their name that starts with a K. And the only reason they're famous is because someone was murdered.
No, they were famous because Kim Kardashian took that dick. That Ray J dick.
Well,
that's why they became that is why and how they became famous. But she's so
upset. Or, you know, oh my God, don't show my boobs. Bitch, you took a 14-inch dick in your ass. What are you talking about? Don't show your titties.
I have to say that I don't necessarily like, I don't like the fact, I'm going to go back on the, I don't like the fact that there's such an oversaturation of them in the media. That little girls and little boys look up to them and see that this is how life is made. That you release a sex tape and you're famous. You become a reality star and you're famous.
You marry someone rich.
And you're famous.
Your dad's rich that, like, and you're famous.
Right. And I don't necessarily like that part of it. I don't care for all of them. I care for maybe one or two of them because I think that they are far beyond what they present on TV. However, I have to say more power to Chris Kardashian because she's
the grossest of them all.
She's got them all paid.
She's probably like, Bruce, this is what we're going to do because we need $40 million dollars. You're going to become a woman. And then you're going to take your ponytail down during the interview.
And that's going to get you another 10.
Right. And then we're going to do a documentary, but it's really a reality show that we've been shooting for the past 5 years.
Well, actually, so no, the show's...
You're going to do this. Now put the sandpaper on your face and scrape your face off.
Oh, my God.
And make it shiny.
That just went really dark.
That's
how you see it. I get it. I get why people don't like them.
Listeners, I want to know what the listeners think. Am I maybe too extreme? Am I the wrong one?
No, I don't think you're the wrong one. I don't think that they're exploited. That I don't think. I don't agree with you on that. I don't think they're exploited. You can't exploit whatever. You can't exploit someone that doesn't mind being put out there like that. But
they don't know the difference.
I will tell you.
Because they've been doing it since they were children.
I do have to say that Khloe Kardashian has called her mother out for...
She's the funny one, right? The fat one.
She's the bigger girl of them all. Yes.
She's the one that may not be their child or...
Supposedly, but that's not... I don't think that's true. But anyway, I think, you know, she did say one time to her mother, like...
Stop exploiting me?
No. She's like, you know, like, if it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen. You can't have me on everything that you want because they're her manager. I don't think she's no longer her manager. But anyways, I don't know. I personally think that if a $30 million check was being waved in front of my face and they were like, okay, you have to, you know...
Eat shit.
And be like, okay, when and where?
1,000 people's shit.
When and
in
where?
One sitting.
When and where?
Yeah, right.
$30 million, girl. I will suffer through that E. coli like no one else.
What if it's
call me gross? But you know what? I don't care what anyone.
If it's George Bush's
I don't
shit.
Wear. I don't care what anyone Barbara says. Bush's. If you have a $30 million check being waved in your face,
I think people have been
risk free of anything. You're going to have been able take
to
do it. That.
People have been able to walk away from rich and fame and. Walk away.
That's not the norm.
But it can happen.
It's not the norm.
And that's usually like a real person.
It's not the norm.
Yeah.
And generally, it's more than likely they're probably going to do it. I mean, that's the thing is, what I'm trying to say is that...
Anyway, more about Bruce Jenner.
Yes.
I mean, it sucks that he had to wait so long to do it because Chris... Kardashian was probably like, no, I'm sorry, you can't do this until we are billionaires, and then you can do it.
Until we get a contract is basically
what right. Saying. But it kind of sucks that he had to wait so long to like. I mean, he's 60 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, or something. Like I mean, that. He's lived most of his life as something that he does not feel he should have or wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
So. You know, it's, I mean, I didn't really know him. I like as a kid, I don't remember him from the Olympics or anything. So the only reason I know more about him is because of the Kardashians and the,
right.
You know, he was always kind of bitchy, like didn't want to be on camera kind of thing, you know?
Right.
And that's probably because of the way he felt. He just didn't feel.
Right. He didn't feel comfortable being in right. front of the camera. You know, I saw the interview. I thought it was really sad. Cause I out of the Kardashians, I always liked watching him because I felt like anytime he ever spoke, it was like this, I just felt like it was real. Like it wasn't, you know, it wasn't being played up for TV. Like I just felt like he was speaking from the heart and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And when he was during the interview, like you just, I don't know, like I felt like it wasn't scripted. It wasn't like he rehearsed it in his head. Like, this is how I'm going to answer this type of question or anything. Like, it really all just came very natural to him, his responses. And I feel like it was really sad to see, you know, take a side.
That's because Chris Kardashian on the other side of the interviewer was holding a gun. I said, if you fucking answer it wrong, I'll fucking kill you on live TV.
Stupid. I think that Diane Sawyer handled the interview really well. I think she did a fantastic job interviewing him. I think she was probably the only person who could have done this type of interview. A lot of people were saying, oh, like, you know, Barbara Walters could have done it. No.
Barbara Wawa.
Bawa Wawa would not have been able to handle it the way that, you know, Diane Sawyer handled this interview with integrity and with, you know, the type of journalism that you want someone to handle this type of topic. And I don't know, it's really sad. You could see that he struggled with this for so long and to like not be able to live your life the way you think you should be living it. That's sad. Like, I don't know. It just made me think like, you know, I need to come out as a woman.
You don't need to come out. You're there already.
Shut up.
Why do you keep messing with the microphone?
Shut up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is basing like it outside?
I know. Y'all, there is booty music just popping outside.
Something's popping outside.
I know there's a video being played right now. There's some
something's being
barely naked woman on a car.
He's got like a...
Tawny Katan is out there saying, I should have been a man.
While Bruce Jenner's in the back saying, I should have been a woman.
I should have been Tawny Katan.
Anyways, moving along. I don't know. You should watch the interview if you today, get a chance.
Today, we are driving to Naperville.
No, we're not. Aurora?
Well, that's around the same area.
No.
Yeah. They're like up against each other. Like there are people that say I'm from Chicago and they're like, what part? And they say Naperville.
Right.
And you're like,
girl,
no, that's a stretch.
It don't work like that.
No, I mean, Aurora.
That's even worse. No,
no, sorry. You're not from Chicago.
No, you're not that special.
We're awful.
So you had
breakfast with one of our listeners. Yes. Slash, he's a well, as we call our Mark, we always called him a listener first, friend second.
Yes.
So Tito.
Yes.
Listener first, friend second.
Yes. Yes. Well, he was my friend first and listener because I didn't know him as a listener. I met him as a friend.
No, he was listening to you when you met him.
Oh, I didn't know that. So he didn't tell me he listened to the show until after the fact. Oh. So to me, he's a friend first, listener second.
He's so cute. He's very cute.
I had breakfast with him and his partner. Mm-hmm. And
Ricardo.
Yes, Ricardo. And we went to the most fabulous place ever.
Denny's.
Yes.
That was a total guess.
Yep.
My next one was going to say Waffle House.
It was Denny's. Oh.
Denoise.
Right. The Denoise. No, we went to Denny's in Oak Park, which is a suburb of Chicago. And yeah, we had a great time.
That's actually in Oak Brook, almost the city, because doesn't the L run through there? Or am I getting the wrong park?
You're getting the wrong park. Oak Park is a park that the L runs through. Oak Brook is another city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's Chicago.
Right. Right. According to those that claim that. Right. it was great. We talked about Cereal and Adnan and all that.
God, I love me.
So okay, Mariah. So anyways, we talked about Adnan and their new podcast, Undisclosed, which is Rabia and blah, blah, blah. For those of you, I don't know if you guys are still following that. Have you been following the story?
No, because I'm just waiting for them to come out and say he's not guilty.
Right.
Or he's guilty, but his jail term has been
done or whatever. There's just a bunch of new information that's been coming out, like... That's just kind of like, why is this kid in jail? Like, it continues to astound me as to why this kid is in jail based on nothing.
I have nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing if I don't have you.
Jews.
Well, they didn't in World War II. They were all gone.
Not all of them.
Most.
Well. Well,
that's Foul Monkeys for the week, you guys.
I don't know. Anything else that you don't want to talk about?
Any
new shows that you're watching?
We're going to Aurora. You're supposed to be getting a bed.
Supposedly.
I don't know if it's going to happen. Ceiling fans. Let's
talk about this whole scenario for this weekend, okay? So I tell him that on Saturday, he's like, hey squirrel, are we recording? And I said, well, I was hoping that, yeah, we would, but I have to go out to Aurora to get the bed.
No, you said we are going to Naperville.
Oh, no, Aurora. I said, don't forget we're supposed to go to, because before I said that to him, he tells me, I have a lot of things going on Saturday that I need to get to that I'm hoping I can get to on Friday, but if I can't, I need to do them. Mind you, he just moved into his place. He's already taken about a month to get into that motherfucker. You own it. Take your fucking time. You don't have to do it all in one weekend.
No, though. All in one weekend.
Right.
I need it done.
Right, right. Because apparently you wanted to wait an entire month to fucking paint your place, but now you want to do everything else in one weekend.
I didn't wait. No, I as soon as I was painting the place the day I bought it, the next day.
Right. So anyway, so I said to him, I said, don't forget we're supposed to go out to Aurora to go see if I could get this mattress and my bed or whatever.
And then and you he's got a bitchy like, text that says, oh, we are.
And he's like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go because blah, blah, blah. And he starts basically listing off a list of excuses as to why he couldn't go.
But good reasons. They're not excuses.
They were excuses. And so I said to him, okay, well, then you don't have to go. I'll go ask someone else to come with me. I just don't want to go alone.
The person you were going to ask, please.
And any hoot. So then I was like, well, I'll ask Pookie if she can come with me because I don't want to go alone because it's a far drive and I don't want to sit alone in traffic.
Oh, an hour.
And I don't care if you come or not, but I just don't want to go alone.
That's what you say in bed, too. I don't care if you come or not.
I actually have said that.
Yeah. My jaw hurts.
Right.
You know, get out. I have a blister on my hand.
Get out. Or you open the door 3 seconds later, you're like, I'm done. I don't care if you you know where the door is at.
No, my shower's not working.
No, I don't have a towel. Oh, you didn't slip it up, too bad. Oh. Anyways, so I asked Pookie, and then Pookie laid out an excuse, and I was like, God damn it, I hate my friends. No one wants to come with me. But anyways.
Well, Naperville and Aurora is kind of far.
It is. It's an hour away. Yeah. I get why. I mean, I get why it's far. I totally understand.
And it can be further if there's traffic.
Right. Well, it's not longer, further in distance. Longer. It's just longer in time. But anyway, so I just wanted someone to accompany me. I didn't want to go by myself. So I asked them to, and both of them, well, they call it legitimate excuses, legitimate tales. I call them excuses. Anyways, so forward to yesterday, and he's like, hey, squirrel, at about like 9 o'clock, he's like, I've done everything that I needed to do. I'm good to go, so we'll go tomorrow. And then he has the nerve to add,
wait,
like,
I went. Wait, do it. I went.
Wait.
Yeah. I did that in a text message.
Yeah, he did that in a text message while patting his hair.
And then I said.
And then he said, well, I have to go. Maybe we can go sleeper sofa shopping. I need to get 2 fans.
I need to get a shredder.
I need to get a shredder because ours is dying. This bitch have the nerve to list off a fucking list of things now that he needs to do. I just wanted your
those
company.
Those were the things that were left over.
I just wanted your company. Don't care to but do what you want to do.
But now you're my Uber driver. And I'm not paying.
Yeah, you are. So I have now become the fucking person that's going with him on his adventure.
How we're supposed to stop by the Fiat place.
How the fuck does this... Oh, you think that's happening?
No. I don't want it to. Because they probably don't have the car I want to see there, but...
Oh, you want to go to the Kia or the Fiat? Oh, maybe we can go. Because isn't it over there? There's one.
I think
right,
so, yeah.
There's one right there, right?
Like, you guys, if you want a car, Naperville
has all of them.
I mean, it's like, they should just call it Carville, because I'm serious. Like, the Mazda,
oh my God, Carperville. No.
Good try.
A for effort.
Close. But I'm telling you, when I say each dealership has 1,000+ cars,
yeah,
they do.
Well, you know what, though? That's funny because even by on the way to your work, when you're driving down Waukegan, there's a bunch of auto places over there, and you're like, that, you're like, can I get a fucking Kia?
Right.
Can I get a Chevy?
You guys, so Tony and I have been talking about replacing my mom. Well, first I want to say this. I'm very appreciative that my mom left
died the car. And then gave me the car.
Not died, but I'm very appreciative that I have this car that she gave me. I'm But the only thing is that every time I get in it, it just reminds me of her.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes me sad, and I don't, like, I'm trying not to cry.
Oh, Lord. She's getting the feels today.
But, you know, it's like a constant reminder that she's not here anymore. And at first, I didn't mind it because it was still fresh. And, you know, I kind of enjoyed having that. But now it's almost been a year. So I don't want to keep continuing to feel that way.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's healthy.
Yeah.
So Tony and I have been thinking about either one, privately selling the car to someone, or trading it in for another car.
So here's a question, because didn't your mom have two cars?
Yeah, my sister has the truck.
So why don't you give her that, the new car? The car that you're currently driving, because isn't that better than the one that she has?
No, her truck is the fucking bomb.
Oh, got it. My
car is a lot older and smaller. She has children, so
I'm honest. Oh, okay. Got it. I didn't know what
car. So I don't want to be like, I don't want people to think that I'm being like, oh, I don't like the car. No, it's not that.
Right.
But I fell in love with this car instantly. And it's a Fiat 500X.
What time do we have?
4 minutes left.
Oh, yeah. We need to wrap it up.
Because
it's already 12:30.
I fucking love it. I showed it to Tony. He's like, that's so cute. It's like a crossover SUV / Fiat, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of like,
it's really cute.
It's a little bit, I want to say it's a little smaller than my car.
It's smaller than yours.
But still, like, a SUV,
right?
Gives you that feel.
Right. So, it hasn't come out yet. It's supposed to come out pretty soon. But I want to look at one. And I've never had, like, a yellow car. And Tony has agreed that if we get this car, it can be yellow.
Yeah. I totally understand that.
Or the orange one.
My,
if I get the orange one, you'll be so jealous.
So not true.
Totes getting orange.
Oh my God, totally not. Yeah. No, I'm extremely, extremely happy with my car. I would have never, I love it. It's got Janet DeMita Joe got her first oil change. She's super happy and peppy now, and she's gorgeous as always. And yeah.
Cool.
I have about another 1,000 years to pay it off, but I'm okay with that.
So, yeah, that's it.
I think
we'll be back next week. We'll try not to take such a long break. But, of course, things happen. So, we may, you know, if something
according
happens,
to Ricky, life happens.
You know, you got to get your ceiling fans installed. You got to get your window trimmings measured. You know, all that shit.
Yeah.
So,
anyways,
we love you guys.
We love you guys. Thanks for sticking around, listening, and holding out for us. Hold on to your love. You got to hold on.
Let me pull up.
Hold on to your bee, baba dwee, baba dwee, baba dwee. Hold on to your love. Okay, there you go. You like that?
I love that you did her face.
Right. Right. Anyways, all right. This is Desperation.
No, you were Garden.
Whatever.
You were Olivia Gardines.
Well, maybe we can go there for lunch.
Can we go there first? Because I'm hungry.
I have to find out where it's. I think there's one in this. Okay, yes. Right. We'll decide.
All right. This is Ricky. We love you.
Love you guys. And tune in next week.
Love you a long time.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com. Or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following @FoulMonkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/FoulMonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.